going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
You know, Mike was like bumping and ready to go. But we waited. We had a couple calls and just listening to people, and because, you know, we weren't completely closed off to the idea if an opportunity came. But at the end of the day, we chose to pick him. And then I literally got three texts from teams like right below us saying that that was their guy. So yeah, if we feel good, we feel it's a deeper group of guys where there's, and that's always a position that, and if you guys watch and study like you do, corners have come through all rounds here. And, you know, Kansas City in the past has played with guys. We're looking at, we're fifth and seventh rounders. Mike was talking in San Francisco, their Super Bowl year, the guys that were late round players playing. So it's a good draft with a lot of talented kids, and it's just, you know, finding the right one for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 9 picks still. Like we said, the draft process, but also free agency. Like as we've said before, there's a number of really good players still out on the streets, free agency, that we've been in touch with. And a lot of those players right now are just waiting to see how the draft unfolds for a lot of teams. So we have 9. We could have more or less. You know, we're willing to go up and down for the right players. So, but we'll be looking at knees, but just not strictly knees, but good football players that fit what we're looking for.
Dolphins General Manager Chris Greer there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's get it rolling here this morning. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us after a long night. Finn stay with the 13th pick. Take Kenneth Grant out of Michigan. Somewhere between 330 and 345 pounds. A big, strong dude. So what do you think of that pick at that point? One of the needs we've been talking about is big, strong defensive linemen. What'd you think?
I like the selection. I thought there was probably only one player that I would probably select ahead of him, maybe two, the cornerback, from Texas and, Jahdae Barron, and then Gray Zabel, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame. But I heard he was a top 20 selection. Anybody who thought that they possibly could have traded down to a lower pick and waited to take him, you're wrong. An executive told me that they would have drafted him. They had him rated as a top 20 talent, and they would have drafted him if Miami hadn't. He's a nose tackle, which people in the NFL tell me that and have always told me it's the second hardest position to find in the NFL. And if you run a 3-4 defense, it does not work without a nose tackle. And the better that nose tackle is, the better your 3-4 defense will be.
Yeah, he's going to play a little bit outside, though. If you think he's just going to be over the center, he's going to play out a little bit, too. And he's big. He's a quick guy. Yeah. I saw your article, and you talked about nose tackle versus defensive tackle. I think they'll flex a little bit. We just got to get him where he can play a lot of snaps and not be just a rotation guy and get used to the weather down here.
I mean, he played 500 snaps at Michigan last season, and that was one of my biggest concerns. He played over 500 snaps. Yeah, they only played 12, 13, 14 games. I can't remember how many games Michigan made it into the playoffs because, you know, now that's like an NFL season.
It is when you go to the finals. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So there's no injury risk like some of these other prospects. I liked him. I initially discovered him actually looking at Mason Graham and Will Johnson. Those are, you know, two prospects that were initially viewed as top 10 talent. But as I continued to watch Michigan's film, he stole my attention. And I was like, wow. And nobody was talking about him as a first rounder. And I was like, wow, this guy's a first round talent. And then all of a sudden you start to see people, you know, mocking him as a first round guy. And I was like, okay, it makes sense. And then you heard, I think Daniel Jeremiah had him taken before Miami picked in his mock draft. So this fits. A lot of people think it's a reach, but.
Oh, I don't think it's a reach. I think it's a good pick. They need to get a physical, big, strong physical mm-hmm. guy to play, and I like the pick. I got no problem with the upside, and he's got a really good coach in Austin Clark who's done such a good job, you know, getting the most out of all those guys. And Zach's got from Christian Wilkins to Calais Campbell and now mm-hmm. gets a new neighbor in there, and I think it's a good pick. Hey, let's talk about moving ahead now. Today rounds 2 and 3. Do you stick with the plan? Do you think they get outside the cornerback and offensive line positions today a little bit?
You know, what's interesting, and I think you played it a little bit, Chris Greer clearly has an idea of somebody he'd like to target in free agency at cornerback. And until Jalen Ramsey is moved, he's still on this roster. And I'm not really certain that this isn't fixable. I don't know if it is. But, you know.
Ooh, I don't know. You think Jalen Stubbs fixable to come back?
Not considering the tweet that he sent out yesterday.
Yeah, but. That was, I don't want to play with an average friggin' team that doesn't have very good players, doesn't want to win. Ooh, that's some stuff.
You know what it is? The contract is so grand that it's going to be a challenge to trade him, and you're not going to get anything of equal value. I don't know if this is not fixable. I just don't know if this is not fixable. But you clearly need cornerbacks. You need two, but you also need offensive line help. You need an offensive tackle. You need a guard.
Yes.
And maybe you can address it in free agency. And that's the thing. He, you know, Chris Greer continues to reiterate, we will be aggressive in the third phase of free agency, and there's still good talent out there. He's like, this is probably the best talent we've seen in the third tier. A lot of guys are waiting till after the draft, which makes absolute sense. And there are still some starters out there still available for you in free agency.
Hey, so we look at this outside of those three positions, which I hope they hit at least one of them today or tonight with these picks, what would you have next on the board besides the guard tackle, the tackle, the offensive line, D-line, or cornerback?
Yeah.
What would be the fourth position?
Ooh, I would double down on what my three needs are.
I love that. No, I'm with you on that. You got me. I'm with you, man.
I swear to God, the best thing Jeff Ireland ever did was help me discover the double down effect. And it's so grand that the second guy selected always turned out to be better than the first guy. And I just love that approach. I think it benefits you. You teach two guys at the same rate. They push one another. They motivate one another. And even though you didn't draft Zach Sealer, you took that same approach with him because people don't realize him and Christian Wilkins, they have the same timeline. They got to the team at the same time, and they were taught the same way. There was a point when Zach was playing better than Christian, and as you see now, they're very comparable players. Zach has done double-digit sacks for two straight seasons. That's a byproduct of the double-down. So I would definitely do a double-down.
So Shedeur Sanders, surprise you that he dropped it. I mean, we started hearing about this a few days ago and everybody like, how can you go from being the first or second overall pick? And now you're going to the second round. You guys don't know what you're doing. He dropped.
I never thought he was a first or second overall pick. I always knew that he would be drafted in the later first round. I did not expect a fall completely out of the first round. When Pittsburgh passed on him, which I understand why they passed on him, because they're firm believers to sticking to their board. That was a little eye-opener. And then when the Giants traded into the first round and picked another quarterback, I was like, oh, and I understand why they picked another quarterback. In the Meadowlands, you need a strong arm. And that's what they drafted from that Ole Miss quarterback. So to see Shador fall, and I think a lot of the fall probably had to do with their desire to not play for a bad team, their private desire to not play for a bad team or be put with a good organization. And yes, I am blaming a lot of this on Deion Sanders. Because there's a lot that comes with Shador Sanders, and people just don't want to deal with it. Or
wow.
It seems.
Omar, damn. Well, that was one of the things they're saying. That's been his only coach, and is he going to listen to other people, or is he going to listen? I mean, obviously, he loves his father, and he should.
Listen, I'm black, I'm cultured, but that chain yesterday. Do you think any team in the NFL, even if they're the most culturally diverse team, wants their quarterback to have a diamond out, blingy, flashy chain like that, to be putting out a rap song the day he's going to be drafted? And I get it. He to drive a Bentley as an 18-year-old. I get it. Joe, you know more than anybody.
No, listen.
How these teams act and conduct themselves.
I got to tell you, I'm listening to people go back and forth. I thought it got a little black and white. I really did. I've been watching these guys, and everybody's being careful what they say.
Yeah, no, they have to.
TV and other guys. Hey, listen, I listened to Booger McFarland last night still say that he believes Shador Sanders was the best quarterback in this draft.
I know.
And Cam Ward was clearly going number one last night while he's saying that, like 20 minutes later.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing that I will say, and I stand on this, and you know how I feel. The Mel Kipers of the world, because Mel had him rated number one, and the whole time, this upset me so much. The whole time Cam Ward selected, you know what ESPN's talking about? Shador Sanders. For 10 minutes, for 8 of 10 minutes, they're talking about Shador Sanders while Cam Ward is being selected. You don't see no Cam Ward highlights. You don't see UM players making plays. You don't talk about his growth and development from the three schools that he's been at. You don't hear about him being a zero-star recruit. No, you hear them talking about Shador Sanders. And that is exactly what everybody in the NFL wants to avoid. The talk for an entire season while he's a backup quarterback, when is Shador going to get on the field? Nobody wants to deal with that.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
A lot of those guys love and have great respect for his father.
Yes,
and I think
do.
Everybody, because if dad hears something he doesn't like, he can come out
now.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, that show, whatever happens when this is said and done, we're going to hear from Deion Sanders.
Oh, no, we definitely will. And I don't think – I said this earlier. People act like Shador – that family doesn't care where he's drafted. Shador has money. He's always had money. His family will have money. I think it's about the right opportunity and the right team. And I wish the best for him. But the bottom line for me, I didn't think he was going to be a high first-round pick because I've seen him throw in person, and that arm is not – great. It's Tua-esque. And
but didn't you think everybody went a little too far? Like, I read something on the air yesterday that they went a little far. Like, they're getting in entitled, and, like, got a little and I get if they got a problem with Deion and they think they're going to have to deal with that crazy father. You know, that crazy father that's always around going, you're not using my son the right way. Yes. He did this for me.
Correct. Exactly. And that's exactly what they're scared of. But they do this for every single prospect.
Yeah.
Every single prospect.
Everybody gets critiqued.
Everybody gets critiqued like this, and everybody talks about them. You know, when Tom Pelissero put it out, because Tom Pelissero is the mouthpiece of the entire league. And he works for NFL Network, and I have the greatest amount of respect for Tom. When he's the one that puts out the anonymous quote, you know it's an attack. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, that was well, listen, sometimes some of these things are said, and then people turn around and go, well, now we can get them. Well, we hope we put enough trash out there. Yeah. Now we can grab them and get them in the draft.
That's exactly what it is. I thought that was a strategic plant to make sure that he falls, and well, he did, but it's not about where you're selected, and this is for every single draft pick. It's about what you do with that opportunity when you get there. And to me, who cares that he's a second round pick? Jalen Hurts.
No, I agree. By the way, you're still going to have a chance. I totally agree with you. If you can play at the end of the day, Chris is right. If you come in and you're showing up, and look at the media guys are sitting there going, hey, that number such and such is having another great day. And then the preseason, he keeps playing. Finally, somebody goes, he can just flat out play. And you know, we're hoping that happens. And so is every other team that has it. Were you surprised, by the way, Will Johnson, defensive back out of Michigan, also did a nice slide out of that guaranteed first round contract?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Joe. And you've heard for weeks about this knee injury, for a week about the knee injury. And there's always a prospect or two or player or two that slides out of where they're projected to go. Like Jay Ajayi was one of those guys. And you never know what the reason is. And most of the time, it's either medical or some luggage that this kid is carrying. And clearly, Will Johnson's medical has a red flag on it that will allow him to be pushed down the draft. Now, somebody's going to take a risk on him because he's clearly the top cornerback in this draft play wise. But the fact that you don't have a 40 time on him, the fact that he moved, I looked at his video of his pro day workout. And you can see that there was still something there. The turf toe is a really scary injury, especially for cornerbacks because they use their toes and feet to plant. So this is a guy that might need a redshirt season.
Hey, by the way, just so you know, Jay Ajayi was bone on bone when he got here, and that's why he's a 3 or 4 year. By the way, great call by the doctors to say, hey, he's got a few years, but he ain't going to have a long career, and they go, let's do it.
That is exactly what it is. And I don't know what the medical issue is with Will Johnson. He could be bone on bone. He could have like what Frank Gore had, where Frank Gore ultimately had to tear his two ACLs for them to heal, for him to become a Hall of Fame player. I don't know what the situation is, but these NFL teams do. And a lot of times guys slide for things like this.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a fun night, man. I got to tell you, there's nothing like the first round of an NFL draft. It from top to bottom to guys that got back in it late with a couple of trades to here we go for rounds 2 and 3. And I hope you're right, though. I sure would like to see the Dolphins double down on a couple of those positions. You and I agree on that. So, Omar.
Yeah,
man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on.
No problem. I'm a Wyatt Millam guy today. My Wyatt Millam and Jackson Slater. Let's get us some offensive linemen.
All right, so I was going to ask you, got any other names for us? I didn't know how detailed you wanted to get. I want to put you on the spot. You got some names you like?
Tate Rutledge. I just need somebody better than Liam Eichenberg. Please.
Yeah. No, you don't want that coming into minicamp. And I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Omar.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Was that ACL thing he just said? Sometimes you got to get a couple ACLs to get them right. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. All right. We got to go to break, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. And by the way, a lot more. What a great weekend it's going to be. So we got the draft today, rounds 2 and 3. Big rounds, important for everybody, including the Dolphins, who have a pick with both. Saturday, tomorrow, we got rounds 4 through 7, and both our hockey team and basketball team playing at the same time. Both 1 o'clock starts in Dade and Broward County. How good is that? One team's down 2 games, the other's up 2 games, and so we'll see. I think the Heat are going to get one of these games. I do. I think they're going to get one of these 2 games against Cleveland. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you missed it, we got some sound of just, you want to know what a rivalry is. It's what took place in game 2 last night as the Panthers shut out the Lightning 2-0. There is absolutely no love, no like, pure hatred when you talk about those two playing against each other, man. It is just amazing. Hey, I'll tell you what, I want to tell you about something else that's amazing for this weekend. You got to get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're looking around right now for an SUV or a truck, man, we've got some unbelievable products for 2025 that we're jacked up about. I got a 2025 Tahoe. I did. I went out and got a big, comfortable Tahoe. And I was saying, I really don't need all this space, but I sure do like it. And that's what I did. I almost got the 2025 Traverse. And, folks, if you like a midsize, my wife's not big on the big SUVs. She likes a midsize. I got to tell you, the 2025 Traverse has got everything you need. Plenty of room for everybody and plenty of room for the cargo with a turbocharged 2.5 liter and an unbelievable look. One of my favorite looks in the Chevy family is the 2025 Traverse. It is hot. The all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see it. It's also smoking right now. But I got to spend some time telling you about our cleanup hitter. The durable one, the Silverado trucks. Boy, I'll tell you right now. You know, I always talk about all the different trucks. It's almost like they've custom-made a truck for you. When it comes to Silverado, let's talk about the big, strong trucks. You do a lot of heavy lifting with your truck and pulling with your truck, heavy loads. Well, you need a truck that you can depend on. Well, we got 4 strong options for you. 4 strong options of engines and durability, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs you've got going on right now. Whether it's pleasure or work, South Florida Chevy dealers are waiting for you for an SUV or truck. This weekend, if you got some time, we got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive and then sit down because they got some great offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.